While the investigation is really ongoing in order to establish if the attack is extended to other system, we, as the Office of the Prime Minister, we are continuously updating our cyber security frameworks and also the protocols, and to include third-party system vulnerability testing so that we reduce the possibility of any such event reoccurring. I just want also to clarify that at this point, only the information that relates to the Minister of Health and Social Services was compromised.